punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day. Boss is going after the new penny dues that'll be out tomorrow, so be sure and get in line for your copy. I've got a special guest coming on at 12:30, Mr. Ben Weinheimer, if I said that right, who is the CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, will be on here. We're going to be talking about cattle in general and the upcoming Hemp Hill County Beef Conference that starts next Tuesday. So we'll be talking more about that. First, let's check out some temperatures around our listening area. Slap out, Beaver, you're the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma at 78 degrees. May Ranch is 74. Lahoma, you're 76. Camargo, 74. Elk City, 75, Hollis, 73, and Tipton, 74. And out here in the panhandle of Texas, 76 at Lipscomb, 74 at Miami, 72 at Wellington, Childress is 72, and Odell, 73 degrees. I'm pretty excited to talk with Ben, see what's coming up next week. He's on a couple of discussion panels, actually, that they'll be having out there. So stand by, and if you got any questions for Ben, 580-225-9697 is the text line during his interview. If you got any questions, please don't be skittish. Send me a text on it, and we'll go from there. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, and I do have some more beef sticks to give away today. No matter whether you're close to Woodward or Elk City, I've got beef sticks at both places. Some Taylor Ranch premium beef sticks, sweet barbecue season beef snack sticks, and they're really good. I don't know which one's my favorite yet. Had a couple people say the barbecue ones are their favorite. I kind of lean towards the jalapeno and cheese ones, and then the originals are really good. So try them out if you get a chance. All right, here's the Taylor Ranch question of the day. Are you guys ready? Total beef consumption in the United States in 2024 was 59 pounds per person. What percent of that consumption was ground beef? A, 38.8%. B, 42.6%. C, 48.1%. D, 53.7%. Send me a text with your name and your answer. I'll go over the answers again. 38.8%, 42.6% is B, C is 48.1%, D is 53.7%. 59 pounds each person's consumed of beef. What percentage of that is beef? All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading. Investors weighed comments by U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Benson, indicating the trade war with China is expecting to de-escalate. Benson said Tuesday that he's expecting to see de-escalation in the ongoing tit-for-tat trade war with China. The U.S. has imposed a whopping 145% tariff on imported Chinese, while China slapped 125% rate on U.S. products. Steele, Benson reportedly said in a separate speech that talks with China have yet to begin. Why are we even talking about it then? Weighing on futures this morning, however, is a stronger dollar that's up 0.3% in overnight trading. A stronger greenback makes dollar-denominated goods, and including ag products, more expensive for overseas buyers. Wheat was mixed overnight as investors weighed strong demand for U.S. supplies against forecast rainfall in the U.S. Southern Plains, where hard red and winter wheat varieties are growing. Overseas buyers are committed to purchasing 21.6 million metric tons of U.S. wheat since the start of the marketing year last June the 1st, according to the USDA. That's up 15% from the same period last year. Accumulated exports of grain are now at 17.8 million tons, a 13% year-over-year increase. Rainfall is expected in the Southern Plains this week with thunderstorms in the forecast for today and potentially tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. Soybean futures added 7% to $10.53 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal gained $1.60 to $3.01.10 a short ton. And soy oil came up 0.28 cents to 48.31 cents a pound. Corn futures for July delivery fell 0.75 cents to 4.82 and a half a bushel. Wheat futures rose a penny and a quarter to 5.51 and a half a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost a half penny to 5.57 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Corn exports in Argentina will jump to their third highest level on record, and output is forecast to surge in 25-26 marketing year. Shipments of the grain will be around 37 million metric tons in the upcoming season. That's an increase of about 3 million metric tons. Production in Argentina will surge to 54 million metric tons. That's up from 49 million tons last year, which if realized will be the country's fourth largest crop on record. That's what we need. We need more countries making more crops to make our crop cheaper. Always works out that way. And a lot of you people, I know a lot of you people understand, but the people that don't understand realize what Brazil and Argentina do to our markets is because of their weather, they can naturally double crop. And we've taught them well. And I have a problem with it down there because they're destroying the Amazon forest down there. They are totally, you can get on YouTube, you can get on any social media deal, and you got to pick and choose that what's real and what's not. But you can see where they're just totally destroying the Amazon forest and to make more crops. And, you know, their peanut crop is yearly increasing. The corn crop's yearly increasing. Their soybean crop is yearly. The acreage, everything's increasing year by year. And it's not good for the American farmer because it makes them, you know, I don't know that they make deals and sell it cheaper than we do. I think everybody kind of sticks to the market. But when they got more in production, why mess with all the crap in America? Hell, we just get it from Brazil or Argentina. So that's what it does. Let's see what the weather's like. According to the National Weather Service, scattered thunderstorms are possible this afternoon and evening in parts of the Southern Plains. According to the National Weather Service, hail and strong winds will be the primary hazards associated with the storms that are forecast to rumble across the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. Chances for tornadoes in the area are very low. Those storms last night, man, they blew up and they moved kind of slow and they did the OI 40 split. I know some guys roll and up in that north of Raiden and that they got some pretty decent rains. And then down south of here, I could see the raindrops, but I couldn't feel them. So just stay weather alert, please. Let's see here. What else? Chances of tornadoes in the area are very low. So it looks like the next 3 or 4 days, we kind of got the same stuff going on every day. So everybody remain weather alert. Okay, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. But before I do, I'm going to read the question one more time. Total beef consumption in the United States in 2024 was 59 pounds per person. What percentage of that consumption was ground beef? A, 38%, 38.8% to be exact. B, 42.6%. C, 48.1%. D, 53.7%. I've already got a few answers, and whoever sent this text in, no, it's not E, all of the above. It doesn't happen like that. So how much hamburger meat do you, what percentage of hamburger meat do you think you eat compared to your steaks and roasts and stuff like that? All right, we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. Friday, April 18th, 1,225 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 316 brought 515. 4 at 459 brought 390. 6 at 476 brought 395. 14 at 516 brought 377.50. 3 at 587 brought 358. 7 at 604 brought 356. 5 at 613 brought 318. 5 head of heifers at 280 brought 425. 35 at 449 brought 380. 6 at 548 brought 327.50. 4 at 593 brought 310. 3 at 652 brought 280. 8 at 1041 brought 225. Butcher cows were 100 to 166. Butcher bulls brought 143 to 203. Bred cows, 1,500 to 3,475. Pairs brought 2,500 to 3,750. Elk City Livestock Auction, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. McLean, Texas, 70 degrees. Humidity is 54, dew points at 53. Winds are out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour with peak wind gusts today, 24 miles an hour. 2.56 inches of rain so far. Month-to-date precipitation, no red flag or sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, nice 61 degrees. And that is your weather update from out there. Okay. I want to discuss this. Well, I remember the Oklahoma Conservation Commission and the Dewey County Conservation District are excited to announce the partnership with the Noble Research Institute to provide Oklahoma producers with the Noble Grazing Essentials course at a reduced rate of just $150. Classes will be the May 13th, 14th, and 15th. Noble Grazing Essentials, developed in collaboration with grazing expert Jim Garish, teaches easy-to-implement grazing strategies that will revitalize your land's natural resources and your bottom line. The results? Healthier, well-fed livestock, more robust forage with increased drought-resistant, fertile soil, and cleaner water systems. Plus, you'll spend less money, effort, and worry on supplemental feed and equipment. The Oklahoma Producer Focus course will be provide practical training and easy-to-implement grazing strategies that will revitalize your land's natural resources and also your bottom line. That's really important. Start making changes today to leave a legacy of healthy land and grazing practices for years to come. Available to Oklahoma producers only. Register online before May 6th. For more information, go to www.noble.org/OCC or just call 580-328-5331 and be in Leedy, Oklahoma. The OCC Noble Grazing Essentials, Leedy, Oklahoma, May the 13th through the 15th, coming up here in a few weeks. Probably easiest thing is just call the Dewey County Oklahoma Conservation Commission and the district there, and be the simplest way to get online and do that. I hear it's a really, really good course. And just think, if you can take, I'm just giving you an example, 80 grass that you're running, 10, 12 head on right now, depending on rain and all that good stuff, maybe you can turn it into 15 to 18. That don't sound like much, but that's adding pretty much to your bottom line every year once you get your cows paid for. All right, let's see what the newest update on the grain market is. I'm trying to see if Beaver posted their deal from yesterday yet. I heard through the grapevine that they set a record with 1,195-pound calves yesterday. I'm trying to find that out before I throw some fake news out there on you. Let's update this and see what's going on with it. Let me see here. Come on, baby. Update. Give me some numbers. There we go. Okay, as of 11 minutes after 12, May corn, 473, down 2.5. July's 480, down 2.75. Soybeans for May, 1042, up 7. July's 1052, up 6. Soybean meal, May, 292.10, up 20 cents. July's 299.80, up 30 cents. Soybean oil, May, 47.90, up 32. Hard red winter wheat, keep going backwards. May, 539, down 6.5. July's 552, down 6.25. Cotton, man, it's coming up. July cotton, 68.70, up 148. December, 69.72, up 101. West Texas oil, 61.94, down $1.73 for June. And natural gas, back up over 3, which is good. May, 304. NASDAQ, Dow, S&P, all in the green. And cattle, another record set today for futures, I'm sure. April lives, 213.07, up 170. June is 207.72, up 145. And I was looking down the line, October's 201.65, up $1.17, just for grins, giggles and grins, if you want to call it. I almost said something else, but I didn't. Feeder cattle for May, 288.82, up 190. August, 292.25, up 1. September, 291.27, up 102. I don't know. If it keeps going at this rate, those feeders will be around $3 before we know it. Crazy what's going on. Okay, so I have this contest I want to announce to you guys so you can kind of keep up with it. And I got a notepad in here, and I'll write it down on a weekly basis. I need your name and your guess, and this is a long-term guess. So what I'm going to do is I got a Wheeler General Store hoodie. I got a U.S. I've got a peanut hat really put on. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing one just like it. It's a really cool one, and it is from the National Peanut Board. If you're looking on Facebook, that's a good-looking hat. I wore it to the irrigation meeting this morning. Got a peanut, made it count kind of like the U.S. flag. So that'll be part of it. And then I got a package of Taylor Ranch beef sticks. And I got a pair of Great Plains leather working gloves, fence gloves. That's what I call them. Man, they're some good gloves. They gave me some more yesterday to give away on the show in a upcoming months. That's a package deal. Great Plains Bank leather work gloves. I got a U.S. Peanut Board hat, a Wheeler General Store hoodie, and some Taylor Ranch beef sticks. So here's the question that I'm going to ask. And this pertains to Clinton or Sayre, because that's where most of the wheat harvest crews come through. I want you to guess when the first wheat harvest crew will be spotted coming through either Sayre or Clinton, down 283 or 183. Closest guess. I need a date. I need a month and a date. Is it May 1st? Is it going to be June 1st? Is it May 10th? And whoever hits it right on the button or the closest within a day, you're going to win this package deal that I'm going to give away for a good guess. So I'm going to ask this question every Wednesday until somebody spots a crew and I announce a winner. And I'll write everybody's name down and the date they pick here on my pad. So I got proof to you guys that it wasn't a scheme on this deal. That's a scam. That's a pretty good package to win for your closest guest date. All right, let me go to the text line and see what's happening with the Taylor Ranch. Oh, we got a winner. We got a winner. Oh, okay. I've got people sending in dates, but no names with them. I got a couple that sent some names in. Okay, we do have a winner for the Taylor Ranch question of the day. Uh-oh. Somebody just texted me and said they seen a crew go through yesterday. Well, don't count. It's starting today. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that. All right, let's get back to this Jimmy Taylor question. And there it is. Okay, my question for a six-pack of barbecue beef sticks was, total beef consumption in the United States in 2024 was 59 pounds per person. What percent of that consumption was ground beef? A, 38.8%, B, 42.6%, C, 48.1%, or D, 53.7%. The actual answer, and I'll notify whoever's getting that for the beef sticks, is D, 53.7% of beef that you consume on average is hamburger meat. I think it's actually a little more in our house. Sandy loves hamburger meat. We make lots of stuff with it. So I'd say 60, maybe even 70% of our beef consumed in our house is hamburger meat. Just good stuff. But that's the correct answer. And like I said, I'll notify the person here in just a minute. So, we got dates coming in. And like I said, I'll remind some people here in just a little bit on that. But Tony, he said he seen a crew go through Clinton yesterday. So that you can't say yesterday, Tony. You're not the winner. All right. Let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch beef break. When I come back, I'm going to have Ben Weinheimer on with me from the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. And be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers. It's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Find everything you'll need for your next paint project at the locally owned Ace Home Center nearest you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hazardous weather conditions are hitting hard this April. Are you ready? Get behind the wheel of power and confidence with the new 2024 Tahoe with 0% for 60 months. Now at unbeatable savings at Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet GMC in Weatherford. Whether it's rain, hail, or high winds, these Tahoes are built to conquer it all. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, or online at CumminsBPG.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive. See dealer for details.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-purlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
We have accountants that work there, so if you have accounting questions, we can always ask that. We have people that have been there for 35 years, and so they've been in banking a long time, so they can always answer questions. There's a lot of information that's available at First National that is not available at other banks. It's very convenient. We can do a lot of things same day. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises, and now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas panhandle. I picked a big city, a slap out. 76 degrees, 49 is dew point, humidity's 38 degrees, the wind's out of the south at 18 with wind gust up to 24. 59 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 61. Sunset at 8:21. 40% chance of rain showers today, 82 for a high. 60% chance of rain showers tonight and a low of 55. Tomorrow, monsoon season, 90% chance of rain, showers, and 78 for a high with south winds out of, or south winds 14 to 16 with wind gust up to 20 tomorrow. Well, on the phone right now with me is a really special guest, Mr. Ben Weinheimer. I hope I said that right. And,
yes, sir.
Ben, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. I appreciate you having me on this afternoon.
No. Thank you so much for coming on. Ben is the CEO of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Ben, tell everybody what the Texas Cattle Feeders Association is.
Absolutely. Texas Cattle Feeders Association, been around for about 60 years, representing the cattle feed yards in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, And then cattle feeders, you know, which are customers of our members throughout many states across the country. And we, of course, provide all kinds of programs and services and everything from doing legislative and regulatory work to markets and communications, environmental services, employee safety, all the different needs of the feed yards that we think that where we can help them, we stand up programs to do that and continue to work to make this the best place in the world to feed cattle.
Well, Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico, pretty big area that there are a lot of feedlots in.
There is a big swath of country, and, you know, today our members, of course, we'd always like to feed a little more, but it depends on what's available for us to feed. You know, feeding around 5.5 million fed cattle a year. So we're roughly a little over 25% of the fed cattle in the country are produced right here in our three-state region.
Yeah, pretty big operation. And, man, with the prices the way they are right now, and it's good. I think it's good for, of course, when we're getting high prices. I think we got to draw the line. This is my personal opinion, and it may not. I mean, people are going to say, we need more money. I know we do, but, you know, sooner or later, what's your thoughts on the price of beef right now, which is great, you know, and but is it going to get to a point that it might get too high in our consumption of beef? You think it'll go down backwards just because people can't afford it?
You know, we've been extremely fortunate here the past few years as these beef prices have, you know, kind of really tested consumers' ability to keep up with us, and thus far they have.
Yes,
which is, I think, impressed, if not use the word surprised, a lot of us. And you know, we've held box beef and retail beef prices up at these levels for a period of time. I mean, it's still clearly it's the preferred protein for consumers. You know, if you want a good high quality eating experience, you know, people want to put beef on their center of the plate. So that keeps us competitive with the other proteins. But, you know, it does give you a little bit of pause in terms of kind of where these prices are at today. And, you know, we've seen, you know, here in the markets of late, as fed cattle prices have been at record levels, calf and yearling prices the same. I mean, you know, always a cyclical business when it comes to the cattle and beef business. We're taking our turn here in restoring some equity in the cow-calf operations and in the feed yards. You know, there's only a certain amount of total margin there in the business from the retail meat case on back to distribute to all the players. And, you know, this at this point in the cycle, the Packers are running in the red. You know, we've all taken our turn there, so we know what that's like. And it's never just a perfect balance, and never will be. The good thing about it is, in today's markets, you know, we really have needed to put some money back in the cow calf producer's pocket, you know, send that signal that we want folks to stay in the business. See these ranches transition from one generation to the next, and even as you know, listening to your weather forecast, boy, what great news to hear, you know, 40, 60, 90 plus percent chance of rain here in the coming days, because that's really, you know, of course, in addition to the economics of the cow sector, it's what kind of grass do you have to put them on, and whether that be summer or winter forage. So, you know, those things all today still continue to come together to send signals about either expansion or contraction of the cattle business.
Yeah, and, you know, and with this upcoming Hemp Hill County Beef Conference coming up next week in Canadian, Texas, the two-day conference, and you're on one of the panels, and I think, actually, if I remember right, Tuesday, you're one of the moderators for what are the major issues and great opportunities for beef cattle producers in the next 5 years. Can you give us a little bit of hint what you're going to be talking about on that panel?
Yeah, be happy to give a little preview, and we're excited to be part of the program this year. You know, really congratulations to all of our folks in Hemp Hill County who have worked to make this a very successful event over the years, celebrating this year the 10th anniversary of the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. And so if folks hadn't had a chance to sign up, encourage them to do that, take a look at the program, and you know, come to all of it, hopefully, or come one day or the other. But the panel that I'm tasked with moderating is on Tuesday afternoon at 3:30. Major issues and great opportunities for beef cattle producers in the next 5 years. And as part of that panel, really honored to be moderating some great folks.
Yes,
Robbie and Amy Kirkland. You know, the family-owned operation there, Kirkland Feed Yard, out at Vega, Texas, west of Amarillo. And Robbie's also currently serving as a chairman of our board of directors here at TCFA. And his wife, Amy, she's involved in her own way in the feed yard operation and in their communications and social media efforts there. She's also serving currently as a director on the Texas Beef Council, and in addition to that, a board member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So she's, you know, really involved in the promotion on the beef side of things. And then the other two panelists, CEO of NCBA, Colin Woodall. You know, Colin's been with NCBA for a good long time, and I grew up in that association in a big way, and has been CEO for a number of years. So Colin will have some great insights. And then finishing out the and rounding out our panel is John Stitka with Certified Angus Beef. So, you know, we've got a lot of talent on this panel, a lot of great minds, not a lot of time to do it when you look at it and say, well, we're going to cover all these issues and opportunities for beef producers in the next 5 years. It's going to be a big task, but we've got some things in mind that we want to touch on. We're going to, of course, as you and I were visiting about a minute ago, talk some about beef demand, you know, both consumers here within the U.S. and globally, a little bit about what that looks like. You know, the economic viability of the industry going forward, profitability, of course, you know, a key driver of all many of the decisions that we're able to make as far as looking at changes or improvements to how we do things today. We'll discuss some of the policy implications. There's never been any shortage of those when it comes to policy implications at the federal level in D.C. and what trickles down to us and even here closer to home in our state capitals. We'll visit a little bit about, you know, workforce and labor issues and the different sectors of the cattle and beef industry. And then we'll touch on a few other, you know, kind of topics that we think are relevant and timely for the participants at the conference to hear. So it's going to be a busy conversation. Again, a tremendous amount of talent there to work with as moderator, so my job's going to be quite easy.
Are you going to be listening?
You know, I may be taking more notes than I am moderating, because it's going to be more of a learning experience for me and hopefully everyone in the room. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, because all these associations and outfits, they're, you know, the Certified Angus Beef, the NCBA, the Texas Beef Council, the people you work for, and it's just, there's a lot to talk about there, and I think you're, what, hour and a half there, and you're not going to get near it covered in that hour and a half, like you were just saying, but John Stitka is, that rings the bell with me big time, because I think the Angus Association, the CAB, they brought a lot to the table in the last, what, help me out here, 20, 25 years. They brought Angus Association and the Certified Angus Beef, because I've had a couple of their professors on my show before at Ohio, and we're talking about the process of butchering beef and why Angus beef is is the best out there. Well, they've promoted it to be, and they've done such a good job with it.
Well, they have, and it's a great example of making a commitment to, in their case, to the Angus brand and building that up, and then demonstrating the benefits and the results of that. That it can have to kind of all the players in the supply chain, and really to just kind of further the longevity of those that are in the business today, improve their bottom line, and continue to have great eating experiences for our consumers. And of course, that's really the key measure of our success is. What are the consumers telling us in terms of, taste and quality? And yeah, we do have to contend with the price issue. But, as you look at those types of successful efforts that have been built over multiple decades, they really have helped, transform the industry in a positive direction. And there's other efforts like that we could point to. The good thing about that is, and probably the important message is, really doing it based off of science and facts and information and having a necessary feedback, all the way to the front of the supply chain, so that those that make decisions about what they're going to do on the ranch have the benefit of that information. And in turn, can make those informed decisions because, as you look at a good cross-section of the demographics of your listeners in cow country where, they're making decisions today for which it's, 2.5 years from now, 3 years from now, whatever, however you want to look at that, where they truly have the opportunity to get that feedback and understand, the changes that they made 3 years ago, how that looks today, and then, what further additional changes they want to make when it comes to managing their cows and bulls.
Right. Ben, do you got some extra time? I need to take a break. And if you got bit of time, we'll take a break and a Taylor Ranch beef break, by the way. And because I want to ask you a few questions on labor through the feedlots and stuff that I don't know, and hopefully you can answer them. If not, you'll get me in the right direction. And we'll talk a little more about cattle. Imagine that being a conversation at Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. We'll take a break, and I'll leave you on here where you can hear the show, and we'll be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Leaders aren't born, they're made. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre loves how FFA creates leaders every day.
The 2025 Hemphill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas is celebrating 10 big years, providing prime opportunities to learn, network, and socialize with producers from around the country. Get your tickets today for the conference, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th. Just Google Hemphill Beef Cattle Conference, go to the website, see the agenda, speakers, sponsors, and get your tickets today. See you in Canadian.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Southwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden there in Hobart, Oklahoma, capital of Kiowa County. Hollis, 75 degrees, 62 is the dew point, humidity 65. The winds are out of the southeast at 11, with wind gusts up to 16. 51 hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 63. 8:17 is when the sun is going to set. 20% chance of thunderstorms today. 82 tonight. 59 for a low. 50% chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Rain showers likely. 82 for a high. 70% chance of rain. On the phone with me right now is Mr. Ben Weinheimer, and he is the president of the, our CEO, let me rephrase that. He is the president of the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Again, Ben, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I look forward to meeting you next Tuesday, because I'll be there and have a chat with you, just so we know who we are. And I appreciate you coming on today.
That sounds good, Jimmy. Yeah, looking forward to seeing everyone next week. Expected a big turnout there in Canadian.
Yeah, I had Andy on, Andy Holloway on here last week. And, you know, in 10 years, it's went from, 50, 60 people up to 800.
I know. It's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That kind of success. They put up a lot of facilities there, and of course take quite a team, as we all know, being affiliated with folks, whether you've ever hosted church events or events at the school, or like what we do, some of the events we host here at the association. I mean, it takes a lot of volunteers to put something like this on, and of course they've got a concerted and effort, and it's well coordinated, and great production there we'll sure all get to partake in.
Yeah, and nothing against any of the other beef conferences I've gone to, but I told Andy last week on the show, I said, I've been to this one twice now. I didn't get to go last year, but I went to the 2 years before, and it's very well put on, and it's very interesting. There's never a dull moment there, and the vendors that they have there is off the chart. I mean, they got them in tents outside the building. So
I know, yeah, always a little bit of a gamble this time of year, and look for a good weather forecast for them next uh, week and hope that's the case, because it sure makes a difference, as you mentioned, in part because some of it is, you know, in camp facilities that you can get a little bit out of the elements, but if we get the right temperature and a little less wind, then all the better for this meeting next week.
Yeah, and out there in their outside facility that they've put up, they've got TVs in there so you can watch what's going on in the main body. And if you don't have a seat in there, which there's plenty of seatings in there, but if you get caught out there visiting with one of the vendors, you turn around like, well, I'm not gonna walk in there and everybody look at me, I'm just gonna watch you right here. So it's a pretty good, well, you deal with the feedlots a lot, and what is the number one issue problem going on at the feedlots right now? Is it labor?
You know, right at the top of the list in terms of concerns, you have to talk about cattle supply, you know, because okay. We're just in where we're at in terms of the cycle and drought considerations, and then potentially here followed by hopefully some higher moisture conditions that will motivate heifer retention, which is great because that, you know, helps us in the long term rebuild the herd. But in the short term, when we see that heifer retention, you know, we have to deal with a down dip in on feed placements for us. And so we see even, you know, fewer numbers on feed during that part of the cycle. So cattle supply is up there near the top of the list. Labor, always a consideration, you know, seems like over the past decade, it's probably even gotten higher on the list, and in part, you know, that's the average age of, as we talk about it, across all of agriculture, but that even holds true for the employees of our cattle feeding operations. So we're looking to always, you know, pique the interest of that next generation and bring them into the cattle feeding industry, not just as a part-time job or day work type of opportunities, but truly look at it as a career. And, you know, we've been quite intentional about this over the past decade here at TCFA, where we've now stood up three new programs in the past 10 years. And it's a little bit like the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference. You know, you start small and then with success, it grows over time. And so now that includes a week-long feed yard camp in the summer for juniors and seniors in high school. We have two separate, what we call our feed yard technician program, certificate programs, and those are also delivered to juniors and seniors in high school. Those focus on in the fall semester on machinery operation, equipment, and safety. Several different elements there, kind of more on the machinery side of a cattle feeding operation. And they go through some classroom curriculum. They go through some hands-on training with some heavy equipment. And Warren Cat here in this region is a big sponsor of that and cooperator. So they allow these students to operate heavy machinery and both be trained on it and then come back and demonstrate some skill proficiencies there. And then we put them through, you know, testing and oral interviews and other things to complete the certificate program. So we do that in the fall, and in the spring we host a animal care, care and handling program, beef quality assurance curriculum that's, again, similar elements, kind of builds out the certificate over the course of several weeks. And that program started a little over 10 years ago as a pilot program with about 20 students in it. Today, past few years, on an annual basis, we've had a little over 600 students complete those certificate programs.
Wow, that's so awesome.
You know, that's, and we know, you know, we know not all of those students are going to find their way directly into feed yards as far as employment opportunities. But the good thing about it is that, you know, it's that many more individuals that we're educating on the inner workings of a feed yard, whether it be the equipment side, the yard maintenance, the feed mill and feed mill feed delivery operations, the whole the cattle side of the business, and you know, so there's several different elements, because sometimes and what we try to remind these young people about is that, you know, you think cattle and cattle feeding, that every job that's there has to do with something, either working with cattle or being horseback. And yes, that's true. There's clearly a percentage of those of our employees that have to do that every day as part of their responsibilities. But there's about 2/3 of the job of the jobs in a cattle feeding operation that really don't have a lot of day-to-day interaction with the cattle. So, and that's, you know, those examples like on the feeding side of the business,
right,
or the machinery and operation and maintenance aspects. So a lot of different opportunities for students to consider.
Right.
And then the third program we just recently stood up is to launch a new college program. So we're excited about that.
Well, good, man. I should have called you earlier because we ran out of time. And thanks, Ben, for being there. And we'll see you next Tuesday at the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian, Texas.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jimmy.
All right. Thanks, Ben. All right. There you go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
To Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
This is KECO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Markets rally for a second day.